With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Ed Donahue reports on Republican worries about President Trump's rhetoric during the federal government shutdown.
As the government shutdown continues through the weekend, Republicans say they are winning. But some fear President Trump's cuts may change that. John Cornyn from Texas in the Senate feels the GOP has the upper hand on extending health care funding.
There's no imminent threat to these people or anyone else if we don't address it in the context of this shutdown. So it's a made-up crisis.
But President Trump's sweeping cuts to home state projects and the threat of mass federal firings have some Republicans worried the White House may be going too far. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Donna Warder has a report for us on a Russian drone strike on Ukraine that the country's president is calling savage.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says a Russian drone strike on Saturday struck a Ukrainian rail station, injuring at least 30 people. It happened in Shostka, a city northeast of Kyiv, about 43 miles from the Russian border in the Sumy region. The regional governor says in a video handout that seven of the injured are in the hospital, one with critical injuries. I'm Donna Warder.
North Carolina's Democrat governor signed into law a criminal justice measure the state's Republican-controlled legislature approved in response to the stabbing death of a Ukrainian refugee on a train.
North Carolina's Democratic governor, Josh Stein, has signed into law a criminal justice measure pushed by the Republican-controlled legislature after a young Ukrainian woman was stabbed to death on a Charlotte train. The new law bars cashless bail for certain violent crimes and limits discretion in pretrial release decisions. The bill's authors are also seeking to restart executions in North Carolina. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. Virginia's governor encouraging attendees at a recent Turning Point USA event in his home state.
Speaking with Salem Radio, Glenn Youngkin says he invited those gathered at Virginia Tech University last week to take up the mantle of the late Charlie Kirk.
They're the leaders of the future. And I wasn't kidding when I said the best answer I've heard to the question who's going to be the next Charlie Kirk is all of you.
Youngkin issued this challenge.
You are the light. And you need to stand up and be confident in your beliefs because what you believe is truth, and we need you to lead. And I have to be honest, it was one of the most moving moments of the entire time I've had the privilege of serving as governor.
He spoke only days after the inspirational service for the late conservative Christian activist and Salem Talk host. Next stop for the This is the Turning Point tour will be next Tuesday, October 7th at Montana State University.
And that report from correspondent George Williams. And this is SRN News. Despite the shutdown, new record highs on Wall Street.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks edged mostly higher on Wall Street, sending indexes to more records. The S&P 500 inched up by less than a tenth of a percent Friday. The index closed out its seventh winning week in the last nine. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 238 points. It's about half a percent. The Nasdaq Composite lost an early gain and slipped 0.3% from its record. Treasury yields ticked higher in the bond market. That followed some mixed reports on growth for service businesses in the U.S. Crude oil prices clawed back some of their losses from earlier in the week. Seth Soutell, New York.
U.S. officials in coming days are set to hold the government's biggest coal sales in more than a decade. About 600 million tons of coal will be auctioned from publicly owned reserves next to strip mines located in Montana and Wyoming. More on these stories at srnnews.com.